The General Mills Radio Adventure Theater. Welcome. I'm Tom Bosley, bringing you the world of adventure, the world of your imagination, a world as vast as the universe, which you can enjoy through the magic of radio. All you need to do is listen. The time of our story is, well, not right now, but not too long ago. The story itself is about someone who may not be just like you, though you may know somebody just like him. You see, he's a boy who talks to rocks. That's right, rocks.
The bridge is washed out! Can't get out that way! Swing around! Everybody back out! We'll have to try the long way, over the ridge. Just pray the dam doesn't go first.
Our adventure story, A Very Special Place, was written especially for the General Mills Radio Adventure Theater by Alan Sloan and stars Russell Horton. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
The trick's on you, huh?
Now let's let the young fellow who talks to rocks introduce himself. After all, he knows himself better than most people do. And it's his story. And if it's a little strange, well, so is he. At least, different.
My name is Freddy. I live with my father because my mother died when I was little. My father's a builder. He's smart. He can take a drawing of a house with nothing but lines and numbers on it and build the whole house. And me? Well, I'm not so smart, I guess. I never went to a regular school. When I was 16, that was as far as the school I did go to went. So I came home.
Hi, Dad.
What do you say, boy?
Well, they just can't see you fitting in with littler kids. You see what I mean? Freddie, they just won't take you.
But what am I going to do?
Well, we'll see if we can work something out. Okay?
Okay. Dad, you mind if I take off for a while?
Where to?
Oh, just my special place. Don't worry, I'll be back for supper. I have some special places around where I live, where I go. I live kind of away from town, and I sort of wander around the woods and all that. People don't mind. Practically everybody knows me anyhow. I don't know why. Well, anyhow, I went to one of my very special places. It's a rock. A big rock. I mean big. As big as a house. Honest. Right in the middle of a real wild place. There's a meadow and a whole bunch of trees and a brook. But the rock is my very best place. I climb up and I sit there and I think. And sometimes I talk to it. The rock. I wonder how old you are, rock. I bet a zillion years. Boy, if you could talk to me, I bet you could tell me about Indians, probably, and even earthquakes. I wonder if an earthquake could move you. What do you think, rock? Huh? That day I was on my rock is when it all started. This car stopped right near, and this man got out, and my dad was with him. The man was pointing all over the place.
Now, the subdivision's going to use the whole area.
Mm-hmm. How many plots were you thinking of?
Well, we're shooting for at least 20. About this rock. Now, if we leave it there, it'll cost us a lot of land use. But on the other hand, blasting's expensive.
Sure is.
Can you give me a price for the whole ball of wax?
Well, 20 houses, huh?
Maybe more.
Oh, can do.
What, Dan? What can you do?
Well, look who's here. Mr. Hammond, I'd like you to meet my son, Freddie. Freddie is Mr. Hammond.
Hi. What you doing?
Well, I've bought up this property, Freddie. We're going to put a lot of nice houses here, and I'm talking to your dad about contracting the whole deal. How about that, huh?
Houses? Here?
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Well, you can't do that.
Well, now, Freddie, Mr. Hammond and I have to go on with our business, so you take off, eh?
Okay, but don't build any old houses in my special place, you hear?
Nice lad. I suppose he's an ecology nut like the others.
Well, no, he's not like the others. He's moderately retarded.
Oh. Well, isn't he in school or something? I mean, I should think that...
Nothing. Nothing I can afford.
Joe, I just got an idea. Why don't we put the boy to work when we get started now? We can get...
I'm not sure.
Listen, I'll make a place for him. Now, you come in with estimates that I can live with, and that beautiful kid's got himself a job. Well, it's better than just wandering around, isn't it?
I went to another special place, sort of a little swamp on the other side of my rock. But has it got frogs and turtles? And this time, I saw something I never saw before. Oh, wow. It was brown with a long tail, and it slid in the mud and poked its head up and looked at me. Boy, I know what you are. You're an otter. But he disappeared in the brush. So I went on to my best special place of all. It's way up near the top of a hill. My dad calls it a ridge. Way behind where anybody ever goes, way up and off the road. Can you guess what it is? Listen how it sounds inside. Hello? Hello? It's a cave. Nobody knows about it because you have to squeeze behind a big rock. But inside, wow, it can hold a million people. Well, 100 for sure. Now, I said nobody knows, but there's one other person who knows. His name is Jim. Everybody calls him Old Jim.
Hello, boy.
What you doing?
Oh, looking to see if I can find another one of these. Where there's one, there's more.
Wow. An arrowhead.
Yeah.
Well, then there really were Indians.
I expect so. But you ain't seen nothing yet. Here, hand me that flashlight. 60 years, man and boy, and I never noticed this before. But when you threw the light on her this way...
Oh, Jim. Drawings.
Yeah.
Look, here's a deer and a bear. All those funny marks. What do they mean?
Well, some say they drew the critters they wanted to hunt for. And some say they drew the ones they managed to kill. The marks are probably counting.
You think there were otters around here then?
Well, it could be. There haven't been any around for longer than you've lived.
I saw one.
Where?
Down by my swamp.
I'll be doggone.
Jim, you know, I like you because you believe me. Jim.
Hmm?
You think the new houses will chase the otter away? Where will all the animals go when they build the houses?
No. You heard, huh? That's why I come here today. Lots of people moving in. They'll find this someday. And that'll be that.
What'll be what?
They'll plain destroy it, like everything else. Boy, you promised me once you'd never tell leave you, but...
And I never will, Jim. No, sir, I wouldn't tell for anything, never, no matter what. It's our special place.
Yeah, us and the Injuns. Here, you take this arrow point.
Oh, well, maybe we ought to leave it right here.
I like you, boy. Oh, you keep it. The Injuns won't miss it.
Well, dishes are done. Can I watch TV, Dad?
Mm-hmm. Or later. First, I've got a surprise for you.
Well, I got one for you. Now, close your eyes and put out your hand.
Okay. There. An arrowhead.
Yep. And it's real.
Well, that's not a war point. This is for small game.
Gee, how do you know that?
Oh, the old man knows a thing or three. It's beautiful. Where'd you get it?
Oh, I found it.
Where?
It's a secret.
Fair enough. Well, now as to my surprise. Now, there's a lot of if connected to it, but... Freddie, if I get this contracting job, and I think I'm going to get it, you're going to work.
Me?
Yep.
I don't want to.
You don't want to work on a job with me?
No, that's not it. I don't want to help to mess up my special places. Put houses in the meadow and houses in the woods and...
Freddie, people have to have houses. People have to have jobs, work, money coming in so they can send their kids to school. Put bread and butter on the table. You have to understand that.
Well, I do, Dad, I do, but...
Freddie, I have to work. And there hasn't been all that much around, you know. Now, I can't think of anything better in the whole world than having you work right...
If I do take that job, do you think the other people will laugh at me?
Well, what do you think? Why should people laugh at a boy? Because he talks to rocks and frogs and otters? Because instead of going to school, he just sort of wanders around. And what about that job? Do you think Freddie will do the place? Would you? We'll learn more when I return shortly with Act Two. The General Mills Radio Adventure Theater will return shortly. Freddie was confused. If he took a job helping to build houses, he'd be helping to spoil one of his special places. But if he didn't, he'd just spend his time wandering around and miss out on a chance to earn some money on his own and work with his dad. So, what did he do?
I'll try it out for a while, Mr. Hammond, and see what happens.
Well, that's fair enough, Freddie. Now, it'll be a while before we get into the actual construction, so you just tag after me while we lay out the development. Oh, here. You're in charge of these.
What's all this stuff?
Maps. Here, look here. There, see, it shows where everything's going. The roads and houses, power lines, the whole works.
Mr. Hammond, are you really going to put a house here?
Well, let's see. Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh, I wouldn't if I were you. See, there's a...
Well, you're not me. No, you leave those decisions to me. You just keep track of my maps and... when I want some advice, I'll ask you for it.
Okay.
First thing that happened, some guys came in with things like telescopes and started peeking through them all over the place.
Mr. Hammond, can I talk to you for a minute?
Sure, Freddie. What's on your mind?
It's that farthest house.
Freddie, I told you, that is my job.
Yeah, but...
Now, there's no time to argue with you, boy. take this pad and pencil and you start a record.
Well, how do you want me to do it?
Well, now, today's Tuesday, right?
Uh-huh.
Now, put that on your first page, and as the day goes by, then you keep a record of what comes in.
Mm.
Good.
Now, about that house...
Go on, go on. Find yourself someplace out of everybody's way where you can keep track.
It didn't seem like such an important job to me, but if that's what he wanted, okay. So I went and sat on top of my rock, my pad and pencil. Hello, old rock. You see what's going on down there? They're going to build a whole bunch of houses. I'll bet there'll be lots of kids climbing all over you next year. But they think they're smart, those people. Boy, wait till they try putting a house over there. They won't listen to me, but they'll find out. It was great to be able to see my dad walking around, kind of being the boss. But inside, I felt funny, kind of mixed up and sad. Then, one day, something happened that made me feel just terrible.
Clear to the edge of the brook, fellas.
Well, why are you cutting down all those trees?
Oh, check your map, Freddy. Houses gone there.
But Mr. Hammond, the biggest tree in the whole state is in there.
Oh, is that so?
Oh, it is. It's a giant oak. My dad read me about it in the magazine once.
Well, we'll see how it goes, Freddy. Maybe we can save it.
You have to, Mr. Hammond. There's a hawk. A big hawk. And he comes back to that tree every year. Every single year. It's his home.
Oh, Freddy, I've explained 100 times.
Yeah, but you never listen. Listen to me. It's not just the hawk that's going to have no place to go, Mr. Hammond. There's so many different things that live here. Once, I saw a deer. Right there. A lady deer. I know, because it had no horns. I was real close, and it looked at me. And it wasn't scared.
Freddy.
And there's turtles in the brook, and flowers in the swamp. Jack in the Pulpits in spring, and Lady Slipper in summer, and Indian Pipes in the fall. Hey, stop! I felt so bad, I wanted to cry, but I didn't want him to see me. So I started to walk away.
Freddy, wait. Freddy.
I don't want to talk to you.
Freddy, now these new houses are going to be very important to you.
Why?
Well, think of it. 20 houses, 20 families. Now, for one thing, think of all the jobs you can have that you couldn't when it was undeveloped. But more important than that, there'll be lots of new friends, Freddy. Lots of kids for you to meet. You know, make friends with.
Gee, I never thought of that.
Well, you think about it. Of course, maybe a lot of them will be younger than you, but it'll be better than talking to rocks and frogs, won't it?
I guess so. I guess so. Yeah. But I wasn't all that sure. So, after I finished up my day's work, I went to my other special place, where I think. I went to my pond, and I thought, there's room for the frogs. And I went to the reservoirs. Oh, did I tell you about the 3 reservoirs? There's a big one up where the ridges come together, and another one below the dam where water comes down like the pictures in my books. And a little one at the bottom where the ducks always come. And I went to my cave, and I thought, this will always be here, no matter what. And I felt better about the whole thing. Is that you, Jim?
It's me, boy. Something on your mind, boy?
Uh-huh. They're cutting down the trees, Jim.
Yeah, I heard them.
What you smiling for?
Why, it's progress.
What's progress?
Progress is bulldozing away the topsoil, digging foundations and spreading fill around, then putting the topsoil back and planting lawns with grass that don't give seeds that birds can eat. Then hanging out feeders so they'll come to the window. Progress is cutting down 100 trees the good Lord put there and planting a couple of dozen boughten trees and a couple of dozen bought shrubs and calling it landscaping. Landscaping is what I call it.
But people need houses.
Me getting to you too, boy?
Besides, you can't stop them.
Hey, presentation of final plans for the development of the old Osborne property, to be known as the Hammond Tract, haven't been completed. The town engineers haven't approved the road survey. The sanitation department haven't approved the septic fields. Are there any further comments?
Yes, sir.
State your name and address.
Freddie Cookman, and I live at...
How old are you, son?
16.
I'm sorry, as a non-taxpayer, you're out of order. Well, there being no further...
But who's going to speak for the trees and the rocks?
You are out of order.
Just a minute, Mr. Chairman. I will put in my say for the wild things. Why, when you were a kid yourself, many's the time I caught you chasing rabbits on the property, and now...
Speaking of property, Jim, are you caught up in your back taxes yet?
You know I ain't.
A couple of weeks after that, it really began. I was lying on my big rock, and a bunch of monsters started in to chew up my special place. Bulldozers scraping the meadow away, screeching against boulders like the ground was screaming, and big heavy trucks coming and going. And then they even started drilling holes in my rock.
Hey, Freddy, get down off of there.
I won't.
Come on, boy. Let's go somewhere else.
I guess I must be different. I mean, who would cry over a rock? Well, maybe old Jim is different, too. Because his eyes got all shiny, too.
It's a good thing old Jim and Freddy left when they did. Because while the drills were preparing to dynamite Freddy's big rock, over in another part of the property, the angry chainsaws were biting into the great old oak. But Freddy still had his job, and that was good. Or was it? I'll be back with our final act shortly. General Mills Radio Adventure Theater will return shortly. As I said, Freddy still had his job. The preliminary work had been done, and the real construction began. Trying to stop progress was out of the question. The big question was, would he, should he, stick to the job or not?
I stuck.
And you know something? It wasn't all that bad. Once you got used to seeing it the way it was gonna be instead of how it used to be, in fact, it was kind of exciting, kind of fun. Because everybody got to know me and
I was learning stuff.
Wow! That sure goes fast. Is it hard?
No, not if you do it right. Here, you want to try?
Can I?
Sure. See this line?
Uh-huh.
Now, you make it cut outside the line so she comes into size. No. Lay the plan of it right here. Now put your other hand there to guide her. Press that trigger. And there you go.
I did it! Look. He's coming back. He's looking for his tree.
What's that?
Can't you see him? There! Look, the big hawk. Look at him circle. Hello, hawk. I'm sorry.
Doggone chicken thief. I wish I had my shotgun.
Wow! Did you see that?
What now?
Out in the pond. Did you see that splash? Look at the rings it made.
Oh, it must have been a big bass.
Pickerel. They live in the weeds over on the shady side where they're going to fill it in.
I guess I'll bring some tackle tomorrow and see if I can get it.
Would you eat them or something?
What, all those bones? Pickerel ain't eating fish.
Well, then why would you want to catch them? All of a sudden, it was finished. Houses, roads, garages, telephone poles and stuff. People coming and going, looking at the houses. And then great big vans coming, people moving in. And you know, it seemed as if it was always there. I only had one special place left. Little bunch of trees down by what they left of the brook. And there was only one of my friends left. I saw him, and I caught him. Oh, I didn't hurt him, I just caught him. To show the kids that moved in. My new friends. Go ahead, touch him. See? He's not slimy, he's smooth. Oh, go ahead, pat him. Don't be afraid, he won't bite. There. Now, the way you can tell what he is two things. First, he's got this little kind of turned-up nose. See that? That's why he's called Hog Nose. I'll show you a picture of him in my book. And the other thing, now watch. When you put him back on the ground, see? He plays dead. You see, you can turn him over and he'll roll right back. He's playing possum.
Freddy, what were you doing with the neighborhood kids today?
Oh, nothing. Why?
Were you messing around with a snake?
Oh, that, yeah. That little old hog nose. He came back, Dad.
Well, things are different now, Freddy. I hate to have to tell you this, but you're... Well, Mr. Hammond got some complaints from the parents.
But, Dad...
Well, the fact is, they don't want you around there, on their property.
But can't I show the kids about the stuff I know?
Well, their parents don't want you to, son.
Well, why not? Snakes won't hurt you if you leave them alone.
It's not the snakes. I'm sorry, Freddy.
So am I. But I'm sorry for the animals.
Me too. Well, let's talk about something else. What are you going to do with all the money you earned?
Oh, gee, I don't know. Hey, Dad, how much does a barometer cost? A real good one. I always wanted a real barometer so I could tell the weather by myself. My barometer was right. It started to blow, and it started to rain, and it rained, and it rained, and did it ever rain? And I went out in it. I went over to the bottom reservoir, and it was really full. And I checked the next reservoir, and the water was pouring over the edge like giant soap suds. I was going to go check my cave, but then I noticed something. My friends, the animals. Honest, Dad, they're all heading up the ridge. I saw some skunks, and I think I saw the otter. Dad, he likes water. And even the squirrels, they were all heading for the top of the ridge.
So?
Well, don't you see, they must know something. Even old Jim said so. Dad, it's like in the stories. There's going to be a flood.
Nonsense.
Honest, if the dam goes, there's going to be zillions of tons of water.
Oh, Freddy, don't let your imagination run away with you.
My barometer's been way down for a couple of days. lots and lots of rain and wind?
Well, we just have to batten down the hatches.
Well, what's that mean?
No, it's just an expression.
Well, those new people better batten down the hatches, too, because if we get too much rain, they are going to be swamped. And you know something? I don't care. Dad, those new houses are going to be swamped, maybe even swept away.
Well, let's see what's really going on.
In low-lying areas, exceptionally heavy rains are contributing to runoffs. Flash flooding is already occurring in many streams, and residents of low-lying areas...
Uh-oh. There goes our power. Get your little portable.
Some trees are down. Residents are advised to stay in their homes. Since many power wires are down, many roads...
Lost their power, too.
Dad, I think somebody ought to tell those people. You hear that? You hear that roar? That's the waterfall on the second dam, and you can hear it from here. Dad, it might go.
Okay, I'll pass the word. Just let you know, it might go, and it's better to be safe than sorry.
Oh, I don't know. We're pretty snug up here, to be perfectly frank. I don't think you ought to go around trying to start a panic.
Well, if you won't believe my dad, ask your kids. Ask them if Freddy ever told them anything that was wrong. All the kids stood up for me. So, my dad formed the caravan, you know, because he knew the roads. But when we got to the end of the valley...
The bridge is gone! You can't get out this way! Swing around! Back out! We'll get out the long way, over the ridge!
That way led behind the top reservoir. But just when we got near the runoff... This huge tray came down right across the road. Wires were hissing and spitting and, everything. We found out later the water company couldn't even get through to turn off the thing that lets the water go past the dam. We were stuck.
Well, there's only one thing to do. Head for high ground. All right, listen to me now. We're going to head up the ridge, all of you. Take hands and follow me!
They all joined up. And then, I thought of something.
Grab my hand, Freddy, and don't let go.
Dad, let me lead.
What?
I know a closer place than the top of the ridge where everybody will be safe. It's an Indian cave.
Now, Freddy, this is no time to kid around with fairy tales. Come on.
It's not a fairy tale. It's real. I promised old Jim never to tell. That's how secret it is. But... Well, maybe people are more important than promises. We reached the cave just as the dam let go. The whole place was flooded, but it didn't come up as high as where we were. People couldn't get back to their houses for days. But everybody agreed it might have been worse. Anyhow... Just before we left the cave, some of the people came over to my father.
Yeah. Freddy, the neighbors, they're very grateful to you.
Oh, that's okay.
They want to... We'll do something for you, like a reward, you know?
Oh, gee, no.
Son, people like to do things for other people. Think of something they can do, something neighborly. Something to keep all of us together now. You understand?
Uh-huh. I know something.
Good. Say the word.
All I want is a promise.
Well.
Name it, Freddy.
Promise, what is it?
Mr. Hammond?
Hmm?
I want everybody, mothers and fathers and kids, and you too, Dad, hold up your right hand.
Oh, well.
Okay, now... Promise never to tell anybody about this cave, because it's a very special place. It's our special place. Okay?
We promise.
Okay, Freddy.
the story. Oh, except for one thing. When we got back home, the power was back on. So we turned on the radio to see what else happened.
Among those who were caught in the valley, tell me, Mr. Hammond, how did you escape the flood, you and your family?
Oh, well, we went straight up the ridge and sat it out. You know, we're kind of new to the area, but this youngster, Freddie, knew every inch of the territory. He's a bright kid. And he led us to...
Don't you dare.
Up the ridge.
You know, there's been a rumor for years there's an old Indian cave up there. Did you by any chance?
Please, please.
Oh, no. That's just an old wives' tale. No, we got pretty well soaked, but we sat it out under the trees. You can ask any of us.
I see. Well, about that boy, I suppose you could call him a hero.
So, if you're ever in our valley, just ask anybody about the Indian cave. Ask any kid, and everybody will say, "What Indian cave? There's no Indian cave around here. That's just an old wives' tale." Whatever that is.
Well, not everybody can have a real Indian cave for a special place. But everybody ought to have some special place. A rock they can perch on, a tree to climb in, a little brook where they can watch pollywogs and stuff. And something else, a very special place in their heart and their thoughts for people like Freddie, who are different. You think about that special place until I come back shortly. So, once again, we come to the end of another radio adventure. An adventure of your own making, happening on the wonderful stage of your own mind, your own imagination. Today, you've shared for a little while the joy and sorrows of a boy who talked to rocks and frogs and birds. But in our radio theater, you never know who or where you may be next time. Cast included Russell Horton, Court Benson, Earl Hammond, and Robert Dryden. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. This is Tom Bosley inviting you to return to the General Mills Radio Adventure Theater for another exciting tale you can hear through the magic of radio. The General Mills Radio Adventure Theater is recommended by NEA, the National Education Association.